Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, so welcome back to Mind Games, and we're continuing our Valentine's Day theme here. A lot of people find it Valentine's Day that when there's a lot of excitement around and there's a lot of highly visible romantic gestures and things like that, that for people that are in longer-term relationships, and that can sometimes pose them a lot of questions about where they're at in their relationship. So I thought we would share some tips and some strategies for how to reinvigorate and how to, and some things that you might be able to do. By far and large, the first thing that you can do is in a relationship that's longer term is accept change. Relationships grow and evolve and change over time and become, in a way, great friends. So to begin with, some change in our relationships is actually good and is important in terms of how it grows and develops. The next thing you can do is kind of given that, ask yourself where we're at and get back in touch with what your needs in the relationship are and actually be able to then speak with your partner about your needs and their needs and get those needs back up on the table and talk about them and look at how they can be met and where you can actually start to move your relationship to in the future. Talk. The most important thing in this is also to talk with your partner about your concerns and about the relationship. The biggest thing that happens in the vast majority of relationships that experience trouble is that people are afraid to actually share their concerns and actually put that out into the forum of the relationship and actually speak it through and find the solutions. Because if you're unable to talk about it, then you're unable to get closer and actually move through some of these things. A lot of people, when they have been in a relationship for a long time, other aspects of life become more important, whether it be the kids, whether it be work, whether it be social contact in the community or hobbies or whatever it happens to be. So one thing you may also be able to do is actually prioritize some relationship time and space. Sometimes if we need to reinvigorate something, we actually need to put it back on top of the list and dedicate some time and effort and energy to it. And by doing so, you can actually get to know each other. And I would like to say that you're not going to get to know each other again. That's a bit of a misconception. You're actually going to get to know the new you, because as the relationship grows and changes, so do you. And actually, couples can, if they're able to get in touch with this, they can continually meet each other time and time again and find new things about each other to love. Another simple thing you can do is go back to the things that have worked before. Share those memories, those previous connections, and share your story, your relationship now. Narrative. Talk about those great times, go back to those special places and get back in touch with some of that romantic love that was there earlier. Use Valentine's Day as a catalyst, as a springboard to do some of these things, to put your relationship back in the focus of attention. And if all else sort of fails, then of course it's really important to really consider getting some relationship health and help. And there's no shame in doing that. There's professionals out there that can help people to actually reconnect with each other and move into the next stage of their relationship. Happy bonding. See you next week on Mind Games.